Following is a paid program brought to you by Herbal Homestead on Talk 99.5.
Hello, everybody. My name is Rhonda Dial. I appreciate you listening to this live radio show. We're in our second hour. Okay, we had a lot of phone calls in the first hour. Now, it is your turn to call me. If you're listening, please call me. Ask a question about your health, your spouse, your kids, your grandkids. Maybe you got great-grandkids already. I have 11 grandkids, and one of them I could have a possibility of getting a great-grandkid out of in the next couple of years. And I'm thrilled because I'm not old. I could be a great-grandma. So anyway, if y'all have a question, I would love to help. 205-545-9950 is the number at the station. Nobody's on hold. I'll go straight to you. Or you could call my office, but we closed at 4 o'clock. So if you call, you're going to need to leave a message, but I will. I'll call you back. So the number at the shop's 205-733-7000. And yes, I do have some appointments available for next week if you decide you want to do a consult. And if you have been waiting on me having a class, yes, we are having a class this coming Monday night, 6 p.m. It is free. It is at my church called The Mission. And you can look that up online where it is located. It's in Wilsonville, but it's right there on the edge of Columbiana in Wilsonville. It's called The Mission. And, of course, you know, you can call and leave a message, and we'll give you the exact address if you need it. But it's not hard to find, I promise. So that's the exciting thing. The subject, people always say, what's the subject? Well, it's whatever you want it to be, because we're talking about answering questions for whoever comes, okay? But you got to come to be able to ask a question. People say, are you going to put it on YouTube? You know, I have 170 YouTube videos. Well, I'm not, because used to, I had somebody running the YouTube, because I can't do all that fancy stuff myself, because YouTube changes, and as soon as they give me directions and tell me how to do it, and then it changes, and then I can't do it no more. So I don't do that. So you got to come. You just got to come to the class. That's the best way to do it. Now, I said that I would talk about bone stuff. That's what we're doing in the first hour at the very end. And I'm going to go down that rabbit trail. But please call me if you have a question, 205-545-9950. And until you call, I'm going to talk about bones. Okay. The bone cell regenerates itself every 7 years, give or take, okay? So I plan on being here 7 years from now. Hey, John, you going to be here 7 years from now? You know, you going
to... I sure plan on it.
Yeah, you and I both. So would you like to have the same bones you have in your body now, or would you like to have better bones?
Better bones, definitely.
Don't you know? So if we take care of them and do what we're supposed to do, then they'll be better, because by then they would have regenerated and they're a new bone. Does that make sense to you? You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So the bones are no less than 44% water. So what does that mean? You need to be hydrated, right?
Be drinking that water I drink over a gallon a day.
Yes. Me too.
It's amazing what it does.
Isn't that true? Yes, it makes a huge difference. So that'll help your bones just like it helps every other part of your body. Okay, that's number one. Number two is the pH of urine and saliva, which you have the ability of testing yourself, needs to be balanced. Because what if you're too acidic? Let's just pretend you're too acidic.
Okay.
Then every time you eat calcium-rich foods, which would normally feed your bones, right? But calcium's very alkaline, and if you're too acidic, the body's going to grab that and try to bring balance with the pH instead of going in your bones. Does that make sense?
Oh, so it's actually taking away from your bones where it should be going.
Right. Because the body needs to stay balanced, so it's always pulling, pushing, doing different things, trying to keep you balanced out. So, yeah, that's a problem. Especially sodas. They're the worst because they're 2.4 on the pH scale. They're the most acidic things you can put in your body. So I always say sodas leach calcium from your bones because they do, because it's acid. So proper pH. Number two. The number three now is bone broth. You've heard of people drinking bone broth.
Yeah, I've heard you talking about that.
Yeah, and you can buy it at the store already made, or if you want to do it on the cheap, which is what I do, you just make it in your crock pot. You eat meat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you had a steak or if you had a rotisserie chicken, there are bones that are left over, right?
I eat rotisserie chicken at least once a week.
Okay. So normally, once you picked all the meat off of it, you would throw the carcass in the garbage, right? You could throw that in the crock pot.
Oh, that's easy enough.
And then put purified water.
How long would you work it for?
36 hours is a long time.
Well, I just...
Just keep on pushing the button.
You set your alarm right here on your cell phone.
That is right.
And it goes off after 36 hours and you know.
That is right. But basically, most crock pots have a 10 hours, the longest, most of them. So you put the purified water and you put the bones in there. And after 10 hours, it'll warm after that, most of them. So after 10 hours, whether you're awake or asleep or whatever it be, when you notice it's gone off, hit it for another 10 hours and just keep on doing that. And in the last few hours, like 4 to 6 hours, add what you want it to taste like. Because just bones and water, doesn't taste very good. So you're going to put like celery or onions or, you know, whatever you want it to taste like.
Oh, you can make it sort of like a little vegetable stew, healthy vegetable stew.
That is right.
That's a great idea.
And then you're going to continue to cook it. And most of the time you put a little splash of the apple cider vinegar in the beginning to help the bones to kind of soften up and draw into the water. But you're consuming the marrow from the bones into the water. And so then when you strain it and drink it, it helps your bones. Those bones are now helping your bones. So that's what people like our great-grandparents and before that did.
My grandfather used to break a bone. He would suck the marrow out of it.
Because that's healthy.
Yes.
And people just don't seem to do that anymore. But yes, it's really, really good for you. So people used to know all that. But I mean, if you were like dirt poor and you had bought a piece of meat and you ate all the meat off of it, you wouldn't throw those bones away. You would actually now make bone broth, and that would continue to nourish your body. I mean, it's what sustained people years ago. And, you know, things always come back around, but I try to tell people, you don't have to buy it in the store. You can just make it yourself. And people say, well, do anybody sell bones? Yes, the stores will actually just sell like beef bones and different things for bone broth on purpose.
But why do that when you can get it for free?
Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah. It's, I agree.
People, they're so used to buying everything.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. But anyway, whatever cranks your tractor is what I say. But that is really good for your bones, too. I just looked up at the clock and went, oh, we got to take a break. We'll continue to talk about this and anything else that you want us to talk about. But I get questions about bones all the time, so I thought I'd just shoot the breeze with y'all about it. But I'd love to answer your question. So 205-545-9950 is the number to call. And I will be right back. You're listening to Rhonda Dial. Thank you.
We'll be back with more of Go Natural right after these messages.
When you get to know me well, you'll find out I'm all about saving money. It bugs me to no end when I see people wasting their money on inferior supplements or things they just don't need. If you would like to figure out what you need, give me a call and we can set up a time for an appointment. Stop wasting time and money and let's get it right the first time. Give me a call, 733-7000. 733-7000. Enjoy Health Food is your best source for natural health in Jasper. They are located on Highway 78 across the street from Walmart in the English Village. They have bulk herbs and all kinds of supplements, as well as any kind of health food you can think about. You can pick up any of the supplements I talk about on this show in this family-owned and operated store. Great source in Walker County. 205-384-4372. 205-384-4372. Hello, everybody. My name is Rhonda Dial. I appreciate you listening to this live radio show. We do it every Saturday from 3 to 5. Yes, it does rewind again on Sunday night, if you're still awake, from 9 to 11. But I have people telling me they listen to that on Sunday night, so I'm excited about that. But if you listen to it on Sundays, you'll just have to email me to ask a question, which is rhonda@rhondadial.com. That's a way to communicate. And, of course, you're always welcome to call the shop. We're closed on Sunday and Monday, but you can call the shop at 205-733-7000. You can always leave a message, right? All righty, let's go here to the phone lines. Hey, Rick, how are you?
I'm doing fine today, Rhonda. How about you?
I'm blessed, thank you. What can I help with?
I've had two neck surgeries, and I've been years ago diagnosed with dystonia.
Uh huh.
And I was put on Lyrica.
Uh-huh.
And Norflex.
Okay.
And I guess now going on 14, 15 years, you know, I guess after a period of time, you just get immune to.
Yeah, that happens sometime. Yeah.
And, you know, and I guess after a certain period of time, it gets worse in time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, and with age, of course, age don't help either.
Right.
And I was just trying to see if I was on my way home. And I was listening to your show, and is there anything I can do to maybe, you know, help with the pain and help with, you know, help with the situation?
There he is. And you heard what we were talking about the bone broth, right?
Yes, ma'am. Boil it for 36, put the bones in the crock pot with distilled water and hit the button 10 hours, then hit the button for 10 hours, and then add for celery and onions with taste.
Right, whatever you like. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And that recipe's on, you know, like Pinterest app and that kind of thing, too. It's not anything unique or different, but it's something that would still nourish and strengthen your structural system. Now, is there more you can do? Sure. You know, where do you live? What part of town?
Vestavia.
Okay. I know it well. That's where I went to high school. Okay, so.
Well, I went to Barry.
Yeah, yeah. I dated guys from Barry.
Oh, yes. Lord.
Yes, yes. But anyway.
Graduate?
I graduated in 1977. We're the class that reaches heaven. We're the class of 77.
I graduated in 74.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Like I say, yes, we're getting old. Understand. Well,
okay, let's get back on the subject, yeah. Okay.
But basically, I know that I could help you. You're not that far down the road from me. And if you want to do a one-on-one consult, I do those by appointment. And then we could test you to see. And if you do that, see if you can find out what your vitamin D levels are, unless you already know. Do you know?
I do not know.
That's a good thing to find out, because if they're low, then we need to get that up to par, because that does play a role with you absorbing calcium. Whether you get calcium from your food or a supplement or whatever, you need the vitamin D to be able to uptake that properly. And your goal with the vitamin D is that you're in between 35 and 75, in that range somewhere. And if you're lower than 35, then, you know, that would mean you'd want to take a lot more.
Okay. Because my primary care physician, all he does is, I mean, I love him to death. I mean, don't get me wrong, but mm-hmm. he don't do nothing but just, what do you want? What? Because my profession was, I was a paramedic. So
okay.
he goes, you know, what do you still need your Norflex? You still need your, Lyrica? You know, right. what do you need? You know, do you need this? Do you need that? Mm-hmm. So, I don't believe I've ever had my vitamin D.
And you might not have. Tested. Sometimes they just don't do it. And I hate that they're dropping the ball that way, because it's very important for everybody to know what their numbers are, but especially when you're talking about the structural system. But there's so much research that's been done with vitamin D on how it can affect cancer, especially breast cancer, be the reason you're struggling. You know, you just really want to know your numbers. And I always say to people, if they say your numbers are fine is not a number. I want to know, are you on the high end of normal, the low end of normal? We need to know. And then, of course, you don't want your vitamin D to get too high, because that can cause problems too. So you're wanting to be in this balanced range. Everything needs to be balanced. And so if you do have blood work and do have numbers, I like to look at stuff like that. But then also, if you know your blood type, I do pay attention to that also. But in a consult, we can just check you out and see what's going on. So I'd love to help, and that'd be our best case scenario, if you could.
I mean, that would, I mean, yes. I mean, you know, anything, because I'm just really tired of hurting.
Oh, I hear you. I do understand. So the number at the shop, this is what you need to call, is 205-733-7000. Now, that number right now, you'll have to leave a message and do so, and I'll call you back, okay? It's 733-7000. Yes, because we close at 4 o'clock, but if you leave a message, I micromanage my shop. I'll call you back. You know, it's not something I wait until Tuesday morning to do most of the time, you know, just because I like to, you know, it's my business. It's what I do, right?
Right. Okay. Well, I will give that number a call, and I will leave your message for my phone number, and then I will wait for your call.
Sounds great.
That would be great, because it was just like, real quick, I had 4 stents put in this February.
Okay.
And he put me on a ton of meds.
Right.
And I got tired of it. I got tired of the meds made me feel no different than what it was before my stents.
Gotcha.
So I just quit taking them.
Mm.
Because it made me feel no different.
Right. I got you.
And so I quit taking it. And so
let me ask you this, Rick. How much water do you drink in a day?
You want the truth?
Yeah. Well, I need the truth.
Is it carbonated water
no.
or water?
Water.
None.
Okay. Now, think about this. Blood is a liquid. The more water you drink, the thinner your blood would be. Do you agree with that?
True.
Okay. So stents have to do with cardiovascular. So it would be very helpful if you drank enough water, and I'm going to tell you what enough is in just a second, because the blood would flow through your veins and arteries better if you were hydrated. And that pretty much does not cost anything to do, but I don't have a pill for water. You got to do it yourself, you know? And you and I studied in school, the body was at least 70% water.
Water.
And so you take your body weight and you half it, and that's how many ounces it takes to hydrate you in a day.
I weigh 160.
So that's good. So 80 ounces. Now, coffee, tea, soda, and alcohol dehydrate you. They remove water.
I have never drank. I don't have angel wings. I do not have angel wings. I have never touched a ounce of alcohol.
Okay. What about coffee, tea, or soda?
You don't want to have any Cokes I drink a day.
Okay. Too many. Now, let me ask you this, Rick. You said you don't have angel wings, but do you believe in God?
Yes, ma'am.
Did he make a soda plant?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so think about this. If you put a man-made product in your God-made body, does it have a side effect? You ever thought about that? It literally, now it dehydrates you, but it literally leaches calcium from your bones because it's so acidic. It's about 2.4 on the pH scale, and calcium is very alkaline. And then because it's carbonated, it affects your oxygen level. Neither one of those are good at all, right?
Not good at all. So, not one bit good for you.
So does not your friend, as I say. So, now, we hadn't even had our consult yet, but these are the type of things that I talk about, because if you care about your bones, because that's what we've been sitting here talking about, soda is harmful to your bones because it leaches calcium. We need calcium to be absorbed, not taking it away with soda because it's acid. Okay? So that's something you can start immediately. And then call my office. We'll figure out a time to get together, okay?
I will call your office and leave my number.
Sounds good. Well, thank you, Rick, and I hope you have a very blessed day.
You have a good, blessed weekend.
Thank you so much.
I will call your office. Leave my number.
Thank you so much. See you then.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Very, very good. All righty. Now, I got about a minute for the song starts and all that kind of stuff. So if y'all have a question, phone lines are open. Nobody's on hold anymore. 205-545-9950, and I'll get to you when we get back from break. And then also, you can email me, Rhonda@RhondaDial.com. That's another way to communicate. My office number is 733-7000. And we are closed now at 4 o'clock on Saturdays when we close. But the shop will be back open again on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. But hear me, that we've got this free class coming up Monday night at 6 o'clock at my church called The Mission. So if you want to come to that, it's free. Y'all come. I'd love to. The subject is just whatever you want to talk about, okay? You bring your questions. We'll do it to it. All right? And I will return. Check out RhondaDial.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.